Second.
Hello and welcome to Mailbox. Thank you very much for all those letters and emails we've received from you over the past week. Today we'll start with this one sent in by Theodore Shepetitsky from Ottawa, Canada.
In Canada, as elsewhere in North America, marathons are being run everywhere. In the 1952 Olympic Games, a remarkable Czech by the name of Emil Zátopek captured the 5 kilometre, the 10 kilometre and the marathon, all in record times. I don't believe this feat has ever been duplicated. This led me to think that if there was any country where a marathon was named after a famous runner such as Emil Zátopek, it might be in the Czech Republic. This assumes that marathons or similar long-distance races are popular in the Czech Republic.
Well, the major marathon event in the Czech Republic is the Prague International Marathon, which has been taking place every year since 1995, when 1,500 runners participated in it. This year, over 4,000 runners from 60 countries took part. Strange though it may seem, no major such event has been named after Emil Zátopek in this country. In June, we broadcast an interview with Girolamo Giomani, who's fighting for the rights of property owners in the Czech Republic. In response to that program, we got this email from Mark Coviello from the United States.
I sympathize with Mr. Giomani. Of course, he wants to make a profit on his apartment buildings. He thought the winds of change would come sooner for him. Who makes money in real estate in the Czech Republic? Here in the US, we know real estate will eventually reap a profit. You can't kick out a little old lady, but you should be able to destabilize the subsequent rents of their forebears. Good luck to him and all the others pursuing the capitalistic dream.
From business to science, and Mukesh Tekwani from India heard our report on a project trying to attract more young people to pursue scientific careers.
Your item on science in the streets, persuading young people to study science, was interesting. It's sad to know that science education has suffered all over, including in Europe, which is generally considered as the cradle of science. I would be interested in getting in touch with individuals, organizations, or colleges involved in science popularization. I would also be very much delighted to exchange information with like-minded individuals in other places to do our bit for science popularization. By the way, I'm a physics professor here in India.
And from the other side of the globe, Chris Krug from the United States has sent us this brief note.
I just wanted to drop you a note to tell you how much I enjoy your programming. This afternoon I tuned into your broadcast on 11600 kHz. I found your story on Czech filmmakers and your interview with the foreign minister very interesting. I've been a shortwave listener for 20 years, and your station has always been one of my favorites. I especially enjoy your jazz music programs. I hope you continue to broadcast on shortwave for years to come. You really do have a dedicated following over here in the US.
And James Garvin from Northern Ireland is another shortwave enthusiast.
I used to listen to Radio Prague in the late 60s, 70s and possibly 80s, particularly the DX program, which I see is now dropped. What became of the announcer, Petr Skála? Is he still alive and where does he live? Recently I've come back to the shortwave hobby and still treasure your QSL card, which I received in 1969.
I must say that I only found out about the mysterious presenter Petr Skála about a month ago. He is, in fact, our shortwave expert Oldřich, or Olda Cheap, whom I quote quite often here in Mailbox, and who answers your queries concerning reception, transmitters and the like. He used the pseudonym back then because his real name on the air would have been too difficult for an untrained ear. Olda is very well and still busy working in Czech radio. 2 weeks ago in Mailbox, David Vaughan announced the winners of Radio Prague's annual competition. In response to that, we got this email from our regular listener Mary Lou Krennick from Texas in the United States.
It was a pleasant surprise to see who was the winner of the 2006 Radio Prague competition. Dmitry Belikin from Russia wrote a wonderful, objective summary of the Prague uprising in 1945. He really expressed his thoughts and the truth of the situation very well. His comments for the subway and the clock were probably as equally well written. If you can, publish them for us to read. And I'm very happy he's from Russia. He elevated the historical situation to the high plane of thought, giving everyone involved some due credit. He should be a diplomat. Whenever the winners of the yearly competitions are chosen, my admiration is quite high for the winners, for they truly deserve the prizes. You do a great job in selecting the winners.
Actually, you will have a chance to hear some of the runner-up entries in our future programs as we plan to read out excerpts from them. The full essay by Mr. Balikin translated into English, as well as the list of the runners-up, can be seen on our website. And before I go, here's our monthly competition question. If you follow Radio Prague regularly, you will find this question quite easy. We'd like you to tell us the name of a Czech-born American anthropologist who was one of the first scientists to pronounce a theory that all humans are the descendants of one common ancestor. You have until the end of July to send us your answers to Radio Prague, 12099 Prague, the Czech Republic, or much quicker to english@radio.cz. Till next week, bye-bye and thanks for listening.
And if you tune in at the same time next week, there'll be more reaction to your questions and comments from